man. We probably made about $250,000 today.
Again.
Yeah, so we're up.
Is this mainly
same thing. No, same lead.
Buying
the hour ahead, selling the day ahead, going short, and then buying back the hour ahead.
It's like, I just know all this, or
it's candy from a baby. I don't know why. I don't know.
I mean,
it's
yeah, but that doesn't tell them, like, maybe we don't have this shit.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, and tell Roy that we received a subpoena from the FERC yesterday regarding ancillary service misabuse.
Don't say that on a recorded line, man.
Talk to you.
Later.
Who was it, Kerry?
No, it was Hank again.
Oh, my goodness. I'll let you go.
Something about did you get your... No, he's gone. Something about did you get your copy of the subpoena from FERC on ancillary service abuse?
Yeah, no, nobody will admit that they had anything to do with this when it comes time to testify. Yeah, Chamberlain got a parking arrangement done before with Portland. And I think Puget, maybe.
Yeah, that's a lot of power to suck into somebody's system.
Hmm.
But I guess they never take delivery, do they?
Who's that?
Let's say you do a parking loan with Portland.
Mm-hmm.
They never actually see the power. It's just a paper trade.
Exactly. It's just fronting us for a control area tag.
Yeah, well, we could do a tag and just, after the market closes, hey, it turns out our plans changed. We're actually going to be bringing that tag to zero anyway.
Which one was that?
Anything. If you wanted to show an export,
I got you.
You could pass day-ahead phase two, get the congestion, then just in the hourly market, cut the tag.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know how honest that is, but we're not in the honesty game, are we?
We're in optimizing. It's not a question of honesty.
Yeah.
It's a question of optimization.
Purely on an ethical basis, do you have any problem with rolling blackouts?
On an ethical basis? No.
Okay, cool.
The question is how do you, at what point do you, are you gouging the state of California in an emergency situation? Is that the best thing to be doing at this point in time?
No, but I don't know. It depends on what side you're on, man. Do you still believe there's a Santa Claus? If you think there's a Santa Claus, then I'd say, no, it's not ethical to be getting the best price you can get.
I think we'll make $15 million easy at this rate. We are the market maker.
I asked Kerry why we had a container of gasoline on the patio. I said, perhaps that was for what we call planned lightning.
Exactly.
Should anything unfortunate happen.
When they come to serve the warrant.
Yeah.
Burn the place down. No, actually, there's a, in the kitchen, there's a generator.
Right. So what you did is you put in a phantom wheel.
I'll put a phantom wheel in, and what'll happen is everything will final, and then all of a sudden you'll start getting calls from the ISO this afternoon, and they'll say, hey, who's your source at Cobb?
And we're just going to have to cut it.
And they'll say, hey, I put it in there, and then my supply went away. I do not have a supply. That schedule's going to have to be cut.
Okay.
And we will still get paid.
Right.
And we'll still get charged also, so it'll be an offsetting schedule.
Okay.
So,
should I call the ISO before they start calling me, or?
No. Make them call you, because we don't want to take any chance that they catch this before they final. Then they could zero it before they final it, and we won't get paid.
Right.
I've showed them that we were the market at Malin.
Yeah.
Like, someone would, at the top of the hour, someone would say no. Like, Antonio, you know, there's a damn good chance they're going to call back in 20 minutes and drop their price. Or if they have too much pride to do it this hour, they'll do it next hour. They'll drop the price.
Sure.
And I said, when that happens, that's when Coral's controlling Malin.
Sure.
And I proved it to them a couple of times. And he was, due to all his highfalutin finance training and education and how there's not supposed to be able to control markets and blah, 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 and liquidity and all this crap, we proved him wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't feel the killer instinct.
I don't either. But what I do see is a real bright guy who digs in, and you know he's the kind of guy. I'm sure if you ask him, you know, what's the is there a congestion point here? He'll know instantly or something like that. Probably a good resource guy.
I don't see breaking the rules though, or not. No, bending.
Bending.
I don't know.
I see him bending the rules. I do. I think he's bright like that, and thinks he's like one of those bright kids that when he figures out how to break the rules, he gets a little giggle out of it or something.
Oh, okay. Well, then good.